This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm joined today by McKenna Taylor, the Therapeutic Recreation Society president, and Tyler Dustin, a professor here at BYU Idaho who teaches a class about adaptive sports. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about you guys. McKenna, what is the Therapeutic Recreation Society and what do you do there? And Brother Dustin, tell me about your adaptive sports class.
The Therapeutic Recreation Society, kind of small. It's kind of a newer major here on campus. Used to be an emphasis. So we're just kind of building involvement, knowledge throughout the campus, kind of talking about ways we can include the campus and work on inclusion better here. Definitely as a president, it's a lot of work, a lot more than I thought it was going to be at first. It's really nice, though. We have a great presidency. We meet every week. We try to have events and other things throughout the semester to keep people involved. So, yeah.
Have you had a few events this semester? What does that look like for you guys?
So we always try to just open, get people to get to know us. We have a service project throughout the semester, and then we close. So kind of simple, but this semester we've been trying to do more, especially one of the events is this with Campus Rec. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I teach in therapeutic recreation, and one of the classes is adaptive recreation, teaching the students how, when they get out and working with individuals with disabilities, how they can get them involved in a recreation environment. So we do some wheelchair basketball. We do a lot of these games that we're going to do in this activity we do in class, the goal ball, beat baseball, and lots of other fun events. And what I like about it is it gives the students an understanding of those with disabilities and how to get them out recreating. And then as they work with them and an individual has a newly acquired disability and they're not sure what they can do, or, you know, it's pretty discouraging. Life, you know, kind of is over as they know it. And so giving them a new light and new insight that, hey, there's some great things out there that you can do. And I think giving students the opportunity to see that there are adaptive activities, they can be more inclusive to individuals with disabilities by involving them more.
Definitely, I took that class. It was the best because it really does open your eyes to the different possibilities. There's so many sports that you can play, especially if you have visual impairments, which I didn't really know before, or other things like that. And there's a place and an opportunity for everyone to be involved still.
Perfect. So the Campus Recreation Department partnered with you guys, is hosting the adaptive sports competition this year. So what exactly is the event? Can you tell me a little more about it and where the inspiration for the event came from?
Yeah, you know, here on campus, we don't have a lot of adaptive activities. We have a lot of intramural sports and whatnot, but there's not a real focus on adaptive sports. And so we've been looking and seeing how can we make for more adaptive sports? How can we help those who are here on campus with disabilities to get more involved? And so we came up with the idea to have an event where everybody can come and experience it.
Yeah. Initially, what we wanted was a campus-wide kind of amazing race sort of event. But that is a big event to run, and especially it's hard to get involvement when no one knows what any of these adaptive activities are in the first place. And so I think that's where Mariah came in, Campus Rec came in. They're able to tell us that we can have this event, but let's get people knowledgeable about it first. And then hopefully in the future semesters, when this hopefully goes well, then we'll be able to include more activities like that.
Right.
Yeah. Campus Rec has said, hey, if this activity takes off, then we'll do more of them. So we're kind of hoping and banking that the word gets out and that students will come and be actively involved in this activity and show those with disabilities that there are some things that they can do here on campus.
Awesome. So what are the activities? Like, what kind of activities are there? You kind of stated a couple of them with goal ball, but what should students expect when they show up?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about wheelchair pickleball. As we know, pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the world. And so we thought it'd be fun. There's a lot of pickleball going on here on campus. We thought, hey, let's do some adaptive pickleball. So the idea is that we'll have teams of two on that pickleball, and we'll have one standing, one sitting. One will be in the wheelchair and the other standing. And we've got some adaptive rules to that where there it allows for a few more bounces. It's two bounces instead of the one bounce, so that individuals can get there in the wheelchair. And we just thought this would be fun. A lot of people know how to play pickleball, and throw a wheelchair in there to spice it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goalball, I know you mentioned that sounds really confusing, and you know, you don't know much about it from the name. But it is kind of like a soccer sort of basketball variation for people who are visually impaired. It is more of a soccer thing, but you use your hand, you roll it, you can throw it. And what you try to do is just get it in the goal on the other side. Everyone, no matter what level of visual impairment they have, they wear blindfolds. So everyone's on an even playing field. Another thing that can be hard is you can get turned around really easy when you can't see what direction you're facing. So there's little ropes put down on the ground so people know what side they're on, what direction they're facing, so that they don't accidentally score on themselves. And that is kind of a newer variation, a newer sport. And then there's not that much information about it, but it is played at a professional level in the Paralympics and things like that.
And do you know where that kind of that idea came from?
That's a good question. Yeah. A lot of these sports adapted from World War II, really, when soldiers were coming home with amputations or different types of disabilities. And so that's where a lot of these have come from and originated. And then throughout time have kind of been adapted as we've gone.
And I know that's true of sitting volleyball, especially became popular. It was created in the Netherlands, though. I don't know what made them ultimately come up with the idea, but it was made for people who had amputations, especially with their legs, because on this, you're sitting and you're not allowed to have, I don't know how to say it.
Any movement from the waist up.
Yeah, you're not allowed to leave the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on that, it makes it easier. Anyone can play. It's really well integrative sport for that. And then the other thing with that, they just made it smaller court. It's easier to play. Nets are lower, of course. So
right. I was going to ask about how the rules are kind of modified to, I guess, fit these sports.
Yeah.
And did you guys create some of these rule modifications, or is that how they're just played?
That's how they're played at the professional level. So like with volleyball, there's no rule differences. The only thing is like spiking isn't really as much of a thing because you can't leave the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have the rule that you can't lift off of the floor. You can't lift your pelvis off the floor. And so a lot of these sports are adapted so that individuals with varying disabilities are all kind of on the same playing field. So somebody with an amputation of the foot versus somebody with a full leg amputation playing sit volleyball, they're kind of on the same playing field. They're sitting and can't lift. And the same with the wheelchair sports. They're adapted so that those with varying types of paralysis can all be on the same playing field, which makes it a lot of fun. And really, when those of us that don't have those disabilities, when we play these sports, it puts us on the same playing field as well, and really is fun for those with disabilities to be able to get in there and play, and nobody has an advantage over the other person.
So we got wheelchair pickleball, sit down volleyball, and goalball.
Goalball. Yep.
Is that kind of those, it, or those,
yeah,
or what else should people expect to see when they get there?
Yeah. So what we're doing is a bracket style, single elimination for that. But don't leave halfway through the competition. What we're doing first is we're rotating around teams with pickleball and goalball, and then after those are over. We're getting back together all as a big group, and then we're going to do volleyball. So it's kind of where everyone gets to play with each other again. So it's not once you're out, the thing is over.
Right.
So you just get to enjoy the entire event.
Awesome. So this event is a little bit different. It kind of alters a more traditional way of playing sports to adapt to individuals with disabilities and to, like you said, spread awareness to that. So, Brother Dustin, can you speak of some of the benefits of recreation and sports to these individuals?
Yeah. That's huge. That's our whole major. And that's what we love about it is you think about what you feel like in the wintertime when you're just sitting inside and you can't go outside because of the snow or whatever's going on. You kind of get the seasonal affective disorder, you know, the depression, and the sun starts to shine and you get outside and you get to walk around. Well, individuals with disabilities, they can be confined to, you know, all year long. And so just like us, they want to get out, they want to do something. And it's not always easy for them to do that, especially where there's not specific sports happening that they can be included on. And once they get out, once they get involved, the big thing is the community. You know, they get to be around individuals that have similar disabilities to them. They get to connect on that level and kind of understand each other a little bit better. I like these sports to get everybody involved because it kind of takes away the stigma of what disability is. And, you know, sometimes we'll look at somebody with a disability and say, oh, they're not able to do this, that, or the other thing, when really they're fully capable of a lot more than we give them credit for. And being around other students doing those sports where they're on the same playing field, it really helps boost their confidence, helps with self-esteem, self-worth, all of those great things, and helps build those endorphins and just helps them feel better.
And if I can add, something that is taught really heavily here is that we focus on people's abilities and their strengths. And I feel like this is one way that we can play to everyone's strengths. Even though they may have varying abilities, what we want to focus on is what we can do and what we can do as a group and a team. And so I think this really helps show that and helps those with different abilities understand all that they can do, even though they do have limitations in their life.
And I would love to see individuals with disabilities come out to this event and see what they are capable of doing. And, you know, it's not like there's probably not a lot that have played wheelchair pickleball. And giving this opportunity, they may come and find something that they really enjoy doing.
You kind of talked a little bit about wheelchair basketball. I've seen that a couple of different times here on campus. But are there different organizations that are available to people with disabilities?
There are a few. There definitely is a lot of room for improvement with that. One thing that you have seen, you mentioned, is wheelchair basketball that runs twice a week, every Thursday, Friday. And what we're going to try implementing here soon is varying those sports available during one of those times so that people can experience various sports. And it's not just basketball. I personally am not the greatest at basketball, but I know other people love it, but other sports are really great to have. But I'm not really aware of many other organizations.
Yeah, you know, we have disability services here on campus and whatnot, but as far as activities, there's not a lot of activities that go on. There's, you know, ASL has a society that gets together. But we really want to open that up and provide a lot more opportunities than are currently here. And hopefully we can. Like McKenna said, we rather than running wheelchair basketball twice a week, we thought maybe we'll switch it up and do goalball one of those nights or even wheelchair pickleball. You know, we have about 12 wheelchairs that we've acquired, and the department's allowing us to purchase new ones as we replace the old ones. And so that limits us in numbers that way. But we can, if we throw in these other activities, we can get more people involved.
Awesome. So this adaptive sports competition is such a cool thing, and I think a lot of people should be getting involved. So how do people sign up?
Yeah, super easy. Go up on Campus Rec. There's a link to sign up. It's groups of five, so $10 total, $2 a person if you break it down. I know it's hard to find groups of five sometimes, and you may not have five people that you know that can participate. So there's also an option to sign up as an individual. We'll place you with a team so that we make sure you can still participate even if you can't find all those friends.
And where do they go to do that?
Online to Campus Rec. It should be on the page, should be on iBelong, should be a link for there on there to sign up as well.
Perfect. So when is the event going to be held and at what time?
March 15th is when we're having the event, and it goes from about 6 o'clock until we've got 8. But hey, if people are still around and wanting to just play when the event's over, we're good with that. We'd love to just have it be an opportunity for everybody to come out and just have a good time as the snow melts and we kind of come out of hibernation.
That was McKenna Taylor and Tyler Dustin. Thanks again for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.